Hello and welcome to the AI Tools Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry, and today we're diving into some hot topics in the world of artificial intelligence. We've got a lot to cover, so let's jump right in. First up, we're talking about a major development in the news world. The New York Times has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft. The heart of the issue? The Times alleges that these tech giants used its stories to train AI chatbots, like ChatGPT. The concern here is that this practice might be infringing on copyright laws. It's a complex issue that brings into question how AI models like ChatGPT, which are trained on vast amounts of internet data, should navigate the murky waters of intellectual property rights. But here's the twist. Large language models, or LLMs, like GPT-4, don't operate the way most people think. They don't store or memorize the training text. Instead, they use patterns in the data to make educated guesses about what comes next in a sentence. It's a bit like teaching a child language by exposing them to a variety of conversations. The child doesn't remember every single word they've heard, but they learn to construct sentences based on patterns they've observed. What's fascinating about this lawsuit is that it could have significant implications for the future of AI and journalism. If the NYT wins, it could mean a major change in how AI learns to communicate. This isn't just a story about legal battles. It's about the intersection of technology, law, and the very nature of creative content. Switching gears, let's talk about another groundbreaking AI development, the release of Midjourney V6. This latest iteration of the popular image generation AI model is already causing a stir with its advanced capabilities. V6 introduces highly detailed images and the ability to generate legible text within images. It's a significant leap forward, offering more realistic imagery and improved prompt understanding. For those of you looking to try out Midjourney V6, remember you'll need to manually enable it in the Midjourney Discord server or through a direct message to the Midjourney bot. The new version is much more sensitive to your prompts, so it's essential to be explicit about what you want to create. And here's a pro tip for those seeking ultra-realistic photos from Midjourney. Check out the blog post on Anakin AI's website. It's a fantastic resource that guides you through the process, ensuring you get the most realistic results possible from Midjourney. You can find the link to this blog in our podcast description. Finally, let's touch on the ongoing discussions around AI art generators like Midjourney and their legal standing. These platforms are facing copyright infringement litigation, with artists accusing them of training on publicly posted work without consent. However, early indications suggest a strong fair use defense. It's another example of how AI is challenging our traditional understanding of copyright and creativity. That's it for today's episode. We've covered a lot, from the intricacies of AI language models to the latest in AI-generated art. As always, the world of AI continues to evolve and challenge our perceptions. Thanks for joining me, Rachel Perry, on the AI Tools Podcast. Until next time, keep exploring the limitless possibilities of AI.